Ladies and gentlemen, billions and billions of people are under this addiction. It is probably one of the most serious addiction to get out of, because it involves images, it involves the mind, and that is pornographic addiction. And what we're going to do today with Pastor Tony Scott is we're going to be sharing the secrets of getting out of, and really they're not secrets, they're biblical principles, they're the rules, laws of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about pornographic addiction and how a person, you know, how do they get in it? How do they get out of it? And Tony, before we begin, and I'm just going to just share this with you, and I have told this testimony before. My daughter at age 11 had an iPad, and she looked up something, and oddly enough, well, not oddly, they did it on purpose. This pornographic site came up that was connected to a kid's thing that kids look at.
Yes.
They do that somehow with algorithms. And she saw pornography and actually was in a secret addiction for 4 years, and we did not even know it. And the Lord really delivered her supernaturally out of that. So that happened when she was 11. When I was 11 years of age, we lived in Arlington, Virginia, and I was crossing the interstate, and there was a garbage bag between, not the interstate, I'm sorry, I was crossing a two-lane road at a bridge near where we live, and I just drug that bag, it had books in it, and it was all pornographic magazines. And I still, and this is the thing that blows my mind, I cannot remember anything I looked at except the first picture. To this day, now remember, I'm 11 years old then, I'm 64 now. To this day, I still see the image of that woman from that first picture I ever saw.
Wow.
And I cannot remember any other picture. If my life depended on it, I can't. But I do know that most men at some point growing up, a percentage, have seen pornography, but now it's girls. Statistics show that girls are now getting addicted to pornography on the level that in the past young men did.
Yes.
So take it from there, because this is a very important issue that a lot of people deal with.
So let's talk about what we're dealing with. We're dealing with sexual sins, sexual lust, the lust of the flesh. You know, we are made sexual creatures by God. God himself created sex. He created sex to be experienced in the bonds of matrimony. And when we come to talk about an issue like pornography, just listen to the statistics. More than 50 million people in this country are addicted to pornography, visiting internet sites, videos, and buying magazines. Every single second, 28,000 people are watching some kind of pornography on television or on the internet, it's everywhere you look. So what is our response to that? And what do we do? You must understand that pornography is a declining addiction. What do I mean by that? So whatever you're looking at, let's say you looked at a Playboy magazine. Now, after a while, after a period of time, just like your body gets used to that, your mind will get used to that, and it will demand more. And pornography goes deeper and deeper, and it pulls you down further and further. And pornography is demonic. It is against the creation. It is against the way God created men and women and purpose for them to enjoy sexual pleasures in the bonds of matrimony. So when we get to Romans chapter 1, Paul the Apostle is dealing with these sexual sins, and he's talking about what happens to men and women who go this route, who give themselves over to their sensual pleasures. You see, we were never supposed to be dominated by our sexual desires. It's supposed to be a beautiful part of life, a beautiful part of marriage. But now, because of the availability of pornography, available anywhere 24/7, movies, the internet, your cell phone, magazines, it is everywhere. Then we're having a major problem in this country. Children as young as 8 and 9 years of age are having access to pornography. And it grieves my heart. And so always for me, the question is, what do we do about this? How do we deal with this from a biblical standpoint? So when I was looking at this, I asked myself several questions. Why, in the day in which we're living, Perry, is there such an addiction? Mm-hmm. And here's the issue that you and I are facing. There is a movement nationwide right now among young people, basically, called deconstruction. in which they are deconstructing from those things they grew up with as biblical principles. They are deconstructing, they are cleansing themselves of those beliefs, and they are buying into the culture, and they're trying to create their life like they want it without that, without the influence of the gospel, without the influence of Jesus Christ. And deconstructionism is a major problem, and I personally believe it's one of the reasons why we have the proliferation of pornography. Pornography is a damning habit. It will take you much deeper than you want to go. It'll keep you much longer than you want to stay, and it'll do far more damage than you could ever imagine.
Now, I have read in studies about this several things. First of all, the reason that pornography or sexual addiction is as powerful as it is because it releases the feel-good chemicals to the human brain.
Yes.
My study, one of them is dopamine.
Dopamine.
But there's four, and that's where they get the phrase dope from, dopamine.
Yes.
Because drugs release dopamine, alcohol can release dopamine, and that's why people get addicted, because dopamine is a feel-good chemical that comes through the brain, released through the brain to the body. Am I right on that? I
mean, you are right. Yes.
And then there's about three other chemicals that can be released by either a pornographic image or seeing, for example, someone in nude, in a physically nude, for example, a man looking at a woman looking at a man. Now, I have also read, and again, I'm not the person, I'm not the doctor here, but I have read this through study, that the thing about the brain is 80% water. The brain weighs about 3 pounds, and it sits in your cranium there in your skull, right? But when it comes to a woman or a man standing in front of you naked, or a video or an image, the brain does not distinguish it. Now, you know, but it does not distinguish it in the releasing of the chemicals.
Correct.
So, in other words, you can look at it and say, well, that's just a picture or that's just a video. But your body will immediately, I mean, and people will tell you this happens, begin to release the natural chemicals that God put there for the good of, like you talked about, the man and woman relationship,
yes,
which God says it's, he wants you to enjoy that.
Yes, he does.
But it releases that, and that's how people get addicted, because they get addicted to the dope.
Yes.
Or they get addicted to the dopamine high. That's why addiction is so hard to get over. If it did, if sin did not have the pleasure of sin, Paul talked about the pleasure of sin. If doing something did not have a pleasurable feeling, sin would lose all of its control.
Okay.
It have no power whatsoever.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's the feeling that people get addicted to.
Yes. So here's the issue we have. We have Christian couples who are involved in pornography, and they see nothing wrong with it. It's in the privacy of their bedroom. They use it for some kind of sexual high, whatever. Their entertainment, what's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. And there are those people who will say, pornography is not mentioned in the Bible. But they're wrong, because in the Greek it is mentioned. It's the word porneo. It comes from two different words that are combined together. It's a compound word. And the word is used in Scripture, listen to this, to refer to whoredom, pardon the expression, that's a biblical word, fornication, adultery, or sexual immorality of all kinds. That's what the word refers to. And we get our word pornography from that particular Greek word. Mm-hmm. And so when you stop and think about that, what does it mean? It leads you to a place of shamelessness. And there's a word that Paul uses, lasciviousness, in Galatians. Mm-hmm. That is the same word. Hmm. We get that word from the word porneo and porneia. And so what I want everybody to understand and grasp is that Paul says that's a sin of the flesh. That's a sin of the lust of the flesh. This is where pornography comes from. This is why people indulge in it, the sinful, lustful desires. But as I said earlier, it's going to take you down a road that you don't want to go down. Listen to this. Men have become impotent by watching or indulging in pornography. Impotent. It's a declining addiction. And because they see things there that are enjoyed by sinful, lustful practices between a husband, between a man and a woman. They then want their partner to do these things. And eventually, it's just like every other one of those addictive sins. It's a declining kind of an addiction. And you'll have to have more and more, worse and worse, until it becomes a damnable thing to even engage in, because it is demonic. And it'll take you into the realm of darkness where you do not want to go.
And don't you think so? Don't you think too? And this is statistics as well, and counselors point this out, that a man gets into pornography, and let's say his wife's put on a little bit of weight. She's not as young as she used to be. She's still beautiful, but she's, you know, she's changed. So now he goes, looks at someone much younger. You know, that maybe it's a picture that's been photoshopped.
Sure.
You know, color put
on. Most pornography is photoshopped.
Yeah, it's photoshopped. Or videos. And then he gets so addicted to that type of person. And that's why divorce happens. Men leave their wife.
Adultery, fornication.
Yeah, it leads to adultery, it leads to fornication. Or they leave their wife because, we get letters. I'm 50, my husband has left me for a 35-year-old woman.
Yes.
I'm 60, my husband's left me for a 40-year-old woman. And in every case, now I want you to listen to me. In every case that the woman, we research it, he was addicted to pornography.
Yes,
and
no question.
He felt like his wife was not fulfilling his needs.
Yes.
So he had to go somewhere else. And that's the bondage that it gets into. Now, you were mentioning a moment ago, and I've heard people say this. Not often, but many, many years ago, a couple said, well, you know, my husband has a hard time in the marital bed, so we watch pornography to, no, wait a minute. Now, how do you go to the verse, whoever looks upon a woman in his heart to desire her has committed adultery already? So you're going to let your husband watch another woman do something on a video to get him stirred for you. Can I tell you something? He's thinking about you.
That's correct.
He's thinking about that woman he's seeing. That's how he got aroused. Please, I know this may be a PG program for Manifest, but that's how he got aroused. It was not by you, it was with that other woman. And I'm going to tell you something. I would never do that. But I got a Holy Ghost filled wife. She'd throw me out of the room if I did that. You see what I'm saying? Yes. So there has to be that the balance and the love and the affection in a marriage to make this work. But I see so many people. Oh my goodness, it's so sad. And usually, every now and then it'll be a woman, but a lot of times it's a man. And let me bring out one more thing. There are romance scammers. There are people in nations that will come on a website and they'll say, oh, I love your picture profile. Can I send you a message? And they take pictures of young men and young women and say, this is a picture of me. And they get 50, 60, 70-year-old people who think that's their new boyfriend.
Yes.
And you know what's happened? It's releasing dopamine. The messages, the text messages, oh, baby, you're so beautiful. They're getting high. And so what they do, they give money, they give gift cards. One person gave up their house, and they're called romance scammers, catfishing.
Yes.
That's the new thing going on that's affecting people that are 50, 60, and you can't convince them it's not a real person. And then there's these specialists that are now out there that do the research, and they say, here's the actual man. This is not the man you're talking to. Here's the guy from Ghana, or a lot of times it's Ghana, Nigeria. And that, I'm just saying those are two of the predominant nations.
Yes.
And it's scammers.
Yes.
And so, but what's the problem? The problem is the desires are stirred in the flesh through the chemicals of the body, and then you become addicted to that type of thing. Now, Tony, in about 7 minutes, I know you have a lot of information, and we know that this is a chemical problem, but the enemy will... Explain what's your definition of like lust of the flesh. You hear that talk. We hear it talked about from a biblical perspective, lust of the flesh. You know, what's the flesh? Is it the lust of this right here? That's called my flesh. What is lust of the flesh?
Well, so when the Bible speaks of the lust of the flesh, it's speaking about your mind, because you have to remember from your control center, your heart, you pass thoughts and decisions and choices up through your mind. So what does the Bible say? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What does the Bible say? It says we renew our minds by the word of the Lord. When Jesus said to look upon a woman to lust, you've already committed adultery in your heart. What was he saying? Psychologically, we know what he was saying now. Mm-hmm. We might not have known in that day, but we do know now. What did he say? Because the brain knows no difference between the dominant thought and the action.
The act.
That's a very, very powerful truth.
Yeah.
So if I have this dominant thought in my mind of this thing that I'm watching, if I see this sex act or whatever, mm-hmm. and I mm-hmm. desire to be involved in that, or I want to participate in that, mm-hmm. then that becomes a dominant thought. That creates lust. Where does lust come from? It comes from the desires of my heart. Mm-hmm. You create lust by your desires. So how do I not create lust? First of all, the Bible speaks very clearly, Song of Solomon, which one of the most erotic portions of Scripture in the Bible, enjoy yourself in sexual pleasure with a wife of your youth. It's amazing what God put in the Scripture. Tells you how to make love. Tells you what to do.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
Most people don't read Song of Solomon.
Yeah, but if you would just read it in like the Message Bible, for example, it's just as clear as it can be. But then let's go to Paul's writings, 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Listen to Paul's words. The man's body doesn't belong to him, belongs to his wife. The woman's body doesn't belong to her, belongs to her husband. Now, what is he telling us here? Listen to this. He said, husbands, satisfy your wife in the bedroom and out of the bedroom. Yeah, that's a very powerful commandment.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Paul's very clear. You know, Paul was one of those guys who look in the eye and tell you the truth, whether you liked it or not, uh-huh. whether you wanted to hear it or not. Uh-huh. So what he's telling us is this. Why does the enemy get involved in the sexual activity of a man and a woman in a marriage? Why does he inject himself? Why is he always looking for an inroad? Because he knows about that strong desire in both of them. And so he gives us a clear command here. He said, listen, this is how you attack this.
Yeah, yeah.
Your body is not yours, he said to the man. He said to the woman, your body is not yours. He said, do not abstain from sexual pleasure except for a season of prayer and fasting. And then come back together.
That's what I was getting ready to
come
say.
Come back
that's
together
important.
Because you're going to have sexual desire.
Because he said Satan will tempt you
yes,
if you don't.
Yes, he will.
And I want to say this, and this, again, this is a little bit different program than what you've seen, but people need this. Everybody wants to hear prophecy. You need to know how to live
yes.
before Jesus comes. But when you look at this verse, there are people, and I'm going to use a phrase here, that weaponize sex.
Yes.
A wife may say, well, guess what? Guess what I'm going to do because you're not doing what I want you to do. And it becomes a weapon.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something. If people, and I know as we get older, the body changes. When you have physical problems, your body can change. And we understand that. And there needs to be a love that you have that's permanent if a man or woman's body changes. And that can happen. But when it comes to people that have the ability to be active in their marital life, if one or the other withholds from that other companion, I'm telling you, Satan will tempt them.
Yes.
Now, there was a man, and I knew him, and I'm not going to name, I never name names, but I remember him, I've heard him probably three times make this statement. Well, I'm not an affectionate man at all. My wife is. And I know mm-hmm. that if I don't mm-hmm. try to be, she'll go look somewhere mm-hmm. else. To me, he's made a true statement, let's say, but my mm-hmm. idea would be, dude, why don't you learn to become affectionate?
Yes.
See, don't just say, well, that's just not me. That's not how now, men and women, listen to me. I'm trying to help you. Well, that's just not how I am, and that just doesn't interest me. You've got to, at times, say, I don't want my wife or husband to come under temptation. I don't want my husband to look at another woman. I don't want my wife to look at another man. Not that they will. So I want to do whatever I've got to do. If I need to be more affectionate, I'm going to be more affectionate.
Yes.
If I need to show them more attention. And I know you're busy and you've got grandchildren and you've got to clean the house and you've got to pay the bills.
Yes.
I know that.
Yes.
We all do that. Yeah. But you've got to have date days. You've got to have date nights. You've got to have time to get together. You've got to take vacations. Not just
And you've got to be appealing to each other. You've got to take care of yourself. I wish you would listen
preaching.
To me, please.
Listen,
you must
preaching.
Take care of yourself.
Yes,
you must
you
take
do.
Care of your body. Shirley and I didn't need anything else in our bedroom because we had each other.
Right.
Why would I want to look at some video or some picture when I've got the real right there when she
right.
was here,
right.
when she was alive? So that's why we wrote the book, 1 + 1 = 1. You can go on my website and pick pick that book up. It's about the oneness principle and law of marriage. And the reason marriages don't last is because they don't develop the law of oneness. They don't become one with each other. How do you become one with each other? You join your two bodies together. That's what the Bible means in the book of Genesis when it says Adam knew his wife.
Yes,
the word
yes.
know there means to become
to
one
become
with. He had
with.
Sex with her. Mm-hmm. Sex is important. God wants you to know that. He wants you to enjoy it. He does not want you to indulge in pornography. He does not want you to give yourself over to lustful, sinful, sexual desires. You must keep the bed hot. You must. Whatever that takes, whatever that means, you must keep the bed hot.
There's some men clapping their hands at home right
I'm
now.
I'm trying to help them.
Say, preach, tell
I'm doing my best.
that's so true. This is good. Now, I want to say
something. A minister once said this to me.
Yeah.
Listen to this. He and his wife had gotten a divorce. And they called me to fill in at the church. They take the church from him. And his wife had remarried. And so I met with him. He wanted to talk to me, and I met with him. And this is what he said to me. He said, my wife was so involved in building the church. She was so busy at the church, she didn't have time for sex. We didn't have time for sex. You can't do that. You can't deprive one another.
That's
your first responsibility is to satisfy your wife. Your first responsibility, wife, is to satisfy your husband.
Very good. Now, let me say this. If you, first of all, as a parent who had a child that, at 11 years old, came across pornography, put filters on everything, the phones, the iPad, anything, computers. You control the filters, and don't you ever let those kids fuss about that. They're living in your home.
Abstain from the very
pierce
of evil.
Yes, make sure you've got something that
yes.
they cannot just go to. Hold them accountable.
Yes.
And number two, as a husband and wife, let your wife and husband be accountable to your phone, to your text messages, to your videos, whatever you're dealing with. And make yourself accountable. You can prevent a lot of problems down the road with accountability. If you're a minister, I have accountability ministers.
Yes.
We have meetings. They say, are you having a problem? Are you dealing with anything?
I make you accountable.
Yeah, Tony's one of them. Floyd Lahan's one
yes.
of them. And I don't want to name all of them. But there are men that they make me accountable. And I like that.
Yes.
And it helps me and it strengthens me, okay? So there's some things that you can do to help yourself get free from this. And if you're bound by it, ask God to help you.
Yes.
And you'll have to go through a time of detoxing
yes.
from that. You really do. But you can get to a point where it breaks. Amen. Renew your mind. All right. We've got something special. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Now you can hear the latest word on the last days that reveals details of where we are now and what and where major events will happen in the near future from the world's leading prophetic teachers. The 2023 Prophetic Summit is now available to everyone on 13 CDs or on 13 DVDs and also available on an audio flash drive. Here are the speakers and their messages. Jonathan Kahn explained how the demon gods have returned. Lance Wallnau used a whiteboard and taught, this is about to change everything. And also the eye-opening message, heaven is about to do an earth invasion. Mark Biltz used Hebrew charts and pictures to illustrate his messages called Connecting the Dots and one called The Stunning Harbingers of Things to Come. Bill Cloud, a master of Hebrew, taught on the spirit of prophecy and the spirit of idolatry. He also revealed the secret of repairing the breach. Jimmy Evans took us on a fascinating journey from the 1800s to this present age, explaining the timeline of prophetic events. Now, here's what I did. I used numerous scriptures and pictures to illustrate these five messages. Something I have missed concerning the pre-tribulation rapture. The next message was called The Secret of the Wedding and the Marriage of the King. You will also hear in this series the fascinating revelation from the book of Daniel called the future millennial events and the first 75 days when Jesus rules on earth. You will also discover amazing details when Christ returns to earth in the message, White Lightning, the King Messiah, and his battle map. In my fifth message, discover the four biggest things that will happen just before the rapture of the church. Now, you will enjoy 13 hours, imagine that, 13 hours of dynamic prophetic teaching that will leave you encouraged, excited, and informed about the last days. The CD album is $65, and the offer number for that is 23PS-CD. The DVD album is $95, and that offer number is 23PS-DVD. Now, the DVDs will have all the pictures and the PowerPoints and the scriptures that were on the screens. Don't forget that.
The audio flash drive is also available for $65 by requesting it and using offer number 23PS-USB. You can call toll-free at 1-888-21-BREAD or order online at our website at perrystone.org or send the offer number and send us a note with the check to Perry Stone Ministries, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. I can guarantee you this. This is going to be the best prophetic series in the 47-year history of our ministry. You will be prepared. You will be informed. You will know the times and seasons, and you will know what to do. So go ahead and order the 13 CDs or the DVD album or the 13 messages that are on the audio flash drive and do it today. God bless you. Folks, thank you for joining me. I want to tell you that if you watch Manifest, don't just cut it off after the message, because I tell you where we're going to be coming to at the end of every program. Please remember that, because I want you to come and join me if you can. Coming to Oak Grove, Arkansas, the Harvest Oak Grove, Pastor Todd Rogers, and that'll be September 20th. Faith Landmark Ministries, Richmond, Virginia on October the 15th. And then Stewart, Virginia Harvest Worship Center, October 28th and 29th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. And most of you know we're going to be in Israel for about an entire month. Also, please mark your calendar for April. Our International Prophetic Summit will come at the end of April. Our Warrior Fest, our big youth event, will be coming back the first weekend of April. We got the biggest Warrior Fest we've ever had. So all of you that have youth groups, all of you parents that know in the past how great Warrior Fest is, how it changes the lives of thousands of young people, get your calendar down to set aside the date again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning, the first weekend of April in 2024. And God has strengthened us. I've been sick lately, had pneumonia and strep throat at the same time. God brought me through that, and I just thank all of you who have prayed for Perry Stone and Pam. Thank you. We love you so much and appreciate you. See you next week on Manifest.
The beautiful fall months are coming to Tennessee, and that means the 37th annual main event camp meeting at Omega Center International in Cleveland, Tennessee. Beginning Tuesday night, October 3rd through Saturday morning, October 7th, join Perry Stone, Jensen Franklin, Ron Carpenter, and John Kilpatrick, along with Lendell Cooley and his team, who'll be leading us in worship. Also joining as featured guests will be the Crab Family. A nursery is provided nightly for ages 1 through 4, and a Kids Fest church during the evening and morning services. Pam Stone's Fall Festival is planned for Saturday afternoon, with great food, special booths, kids' playground, and music by Southbound, and Perry will be having a book signing. There is no fee to register to attend, but you must register at perrystone.org. Make unforgettable memories at what is called the greatest camp meeting all year long.
Perry Stone invites you to join him for his 2023 Israel tour. The dates are November 19th through the 28th. There is also an optional tour to the country of Jordan that includes Petra and much more. Call 1-888-321-3629 or visit perrystone.org for more information and how to register. Seating is limited, so call today.